Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield schools are releasing students 2 hours early today due to the coming weather conditions. All afternoon activities have been canceled. Kindergarten information night at Sibley and Bridgewater schools have also been canceled. Those will be rescheduled at a later date. There is more information on the school district's website. Faribault schools are closing at 1 p.m. this afternoon. Stay tuned to KYMN for more information regarding tomorrow's schedule. A Northfield man will spend 120 days in jail for third-degree criminal sexual conduct with a child. 27-year-old Alexander Christian Gaia met a 14-year-old boy through an app called Grindr. The victim's mother discovered text messages and posed as her son. Rice County deputies were called in late August when the mother told them she believed her son had been sexually assaulted. Gaia had been charged with 9 felonies. In late December, he pled guilty to the third-degree charge and 1 count of electronic solicitation of a minor. He was also sentenced last week to 7 years of supervised probation. He must register as a predatory offender, enter a sex offender program upon release from the Rice County Jail, and is not allowed access to the Internet without permission from his probation officer. The state has a surplus of just over $300 million. District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim discussed the opioid crisis and said one bill includes a 1 cent tax per pill.
A lot of people on my side of the aisle are against raising taxes, but we have to figure out how to fund, you know, to me, not only drug addiction or chemical addiction, but mental health.
The tax would be charged to the distributor and manufacturer. The bill has some traction. Dreheim also believes some of that surplus money should go to state employees' pensions.
These people are planning on retiring. In my opinion, they've earned that retirement. They're expecting it. You know, we need to make sure that they get what they have coming.
We'll hear more from Dreheim each Thursday through the legislative session, although this week he will be on Friday morning at 7:20. Expanding the contingency fund is an aim for Northfield School Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman.
It's a budget that our administrators get to use to address specific issues in class size. And it typically could be responding to the secondary building, an overwhelming amount of registration for a particular class. It could be that at one of our elementary buildings we have some move-in students over the summer where we may need to add a section to make sure that class size is reasonable.
By adding 2 full FTE to the contingency fund, that will address the class size concerns. This fund is redistributed throughout the district each year. And the Northfield Historical Society will be hosting a free family movie event as part of its commemoration of World War I. Sweetland will be shown on Sunday afternoon at 1:15 at Viking Theater on the St. Olaf campus. The movie depicts the attitude that many people across the U.S. shared after World War I in regard to certain types of immigrants. The film, shot mostly in southwestern Minnesota, is seen through the lens of a love story unfolding in a small farming community. There's no fee to attend the event, but a free will donation will be accepted. Theater doors open at 1 p.m. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.